That prominent popping sound is coming from a doubles match of pickleball. It's heard at county recreation centers, public parks, and for many, in their own neighborhoods.
If you look around, we don't have any near neighbors. And pickleball can tend to be a little bit noisy. And so you need to put it the courts where there's nobody that you're bothering when you're actually playing.
Mark Swin heads the advisory board for the Bonita Springs YMCA. He says the community asked for more pickleball courts for quite some time. The Y simply listened. It set aside $300,000 to build 8 outdoor courts, each about a third the size of a tennis court. Half of the money for the project came from the city of Bonita Springs. City manager Carl Schwing says the deal was a win-win since the land and a small established facility already existed at the Y.
The city got involved in pickleball when we started hearing about this wonderful sport that, frankly, we didn't know much about.
Schwing is not alone. With its quirky name and slow then sudden spread, pickleball is not quite a household name yet. Manager of Tennis R Us, Nathan Green, explains the game as he tests out some new paddles with a customer.
Pickleball is a game that's kind of halfway in between tennis and table tennis.
The wiffle ball smacks the edge of a low net Green has set up in the Bonita Springs store. He watches it roll across the carpet in a neon yellow blur. He says the game grew from need.
Some people just kind of made the game up when they wanted to play badminton one day and couldn't find all the equipment.
Pickleball started in the Northwest, in a city an hour's ferry ride outside of Seattle, in 1965. The story goes that the game was named after the original player's dog, Pickles, who would chase after the stray balls. The dog belonged to Joel Pritchard, who went on to become a U.S. congressman. 50 years later, his backyard game is now gaining as much national recognition as he earned. Local player Nance Bonapane says that's because pickleball is one of the most accessible sports out there.
It's a game for everyone, any age.
Bonapane would know. She started the nonprofit, Pickleball for All, after injuring her ankle and realizing the sport could still be played with limited mobility. Other things, like navigating the aisles while grocery shopping, were no longer as easy. So, her fellow players took it upon themselves to do such tasks for her during her recovery.
The pickleball community is very hospitable, and they care so much about each other that they'll do anything, literally, almost, for fellow pickleballers.
The Sports and Fitness Industry Association estimated last year that there were 2.5 million pickleball players in the U.S. And the USA Pickleball Association reports there are more than 4,000 pickleball courts across the country. So, it may come as a surprise that, as of 2 years ago, Naples, Florida is home to the annual U.S. Open for the sport. East Naples Community Park hosted more than 1,300 players on its 48 pickleball courts during the 7-day tournament last April. The Bonita Springs YMCA opened its initial 8 outdoor courts this summer, with an additional 2 inside. But there are already plans for building more outside. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Bonita Springs.